Suppose you're examining a 12-year-old female patient. All of her permanent teeth have erupted. She has a class 2 division 1 malocclusion with no crowding in either arch. And the aesthetics of her smile are quite good. The problem is, she has a 7mm overjet, and when you look at her in lateral facial view, she has an extremely retrusive mandible. Her upper lip to nose relationship is perfect. Now what do you do? She may not have a lot of growth left. Extracting upper premolars would retract her maxillary incisors too far. She may not wear a functional appliance, and it probably won't do much for this patient at this age anyway. What you'd really like to do is simply grow her mandible longer. Now, unfortunately, we can't do that. Or can we? We simply need something to stimulate condylar growth. You know, in the medical literature, researchers have used ultrasound to enhance healing across bone fracture sites and also after distraction osteogenesis. It works quite well. Could ultrasound be used to stimulate condylar growth? What a ridiculous thought. But that question was asked in a study that was published in the December 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. The title of this article is Growth Modification of the Rabbit Mandible Using Therapeutic Ultrasound. This study was co-authored by Tarek El Bialy and three other research colleagues from the departments of orthodontics in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. The purpose of this article was to determine whether or not ultrasound would enhance cartilage proliferation and bone growth of the condyle in rabbits. Now, just so we all start on the same page, let me define the term ultrasound. It's a form of mechanical energy that's transmitted through and into biological tissues as an acoustic pressure wave. It has various frequencies that are widely used in medicine for therapeutic and also diagnostic purposes. Low-intensity ultrasound that's pulsed has been used to encourage the proliferation of fibroblasts. So you see, in this study, the researchers wanted to determine if the same type of pulsed ultrasound could be used to stimulate condylar growth. 8 growing rabbits were used as the sample. Ultrasound was applied for 20 minutes a day for 4 weeks to the left mandible of each rabbit. Nothing was applied to the right mandible. After 4 weeks, all animals were evaluated to determine changes in the length of the mandibular condyle and also the amount of proliferation of cartilage. Both condylar height and condylar length, as well as ramus height and mandibular height, were measured. The side receiving the ultrasound was compared to the non-treated condyle. Okay. What do you think these researchers found? Actually, the difference in condylar growth between the treated and non-treated sides was significant. Not only was ramus height longer, but condylar height and mandibular length were also significantly longer on the side treated with ultrasound compared to the non-treated condyle. That's really good news. So does that mean we should be prepared to purchase these types of devices for our patients? I don't think so. At least, not yet. But I do like the innovative thinking of these researchers. I'm sure it'll take many more studies of this same methodology in different laboratories and in conjunction with other types of orthodontic appliances to verify the results of this study. But I think the finding gives us wonderful news. After all these years, maybe we have some way of stimulating growth in an area of the skull that would help orthodontists and their patients tremendously. So if you're interested in reading this study on ultrasound stimulation of mandibular growth, you'll find it in the December 2003 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.